Hello, and welcome to Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. Through raw and heartfelt conversations, we uncover the powerful tools and strategies these individuals use to not only heal themselves, but also inspire those around them. Join us on this incredible journey as we discover the human spirit's remarkable capacity to heal, find hope in the darkest of moments, and ultimately live an elevated life.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Elevated Life Podcast. And I am here with Laura Reagan, the founder of Trauma Therapist Network. We're going to talk about her founding the Trauma Therapist Network, which is a wonderful resource for trauma therapists, but also her personal journey.
Thank you, Sheree, for having me. I'm so excited that you have this podcast, and I know it's going to make a huge difference in the world. So I'm really honored to be a part of it.
Thank you. Me too. I thought of you. You were on my list.
Yeah. So I'm an integrative trauma therapist, and I've specialized in developmental trauma for my whole clinical career. And before that, I started out working in a sexual assault crisis center where I worked with a lot of adults who had childhood sexual abuse and other attachment wounds and injuries and other types of trauma, and also teens and adults who were recently sexually assaulted. And it's a work I'm super passionate about, especially the intersection between abuse, oppression, disempowerment, and how that energy and that dynamic really affects our whole lives and our whole world. And with everything that's going on right now in the world, there's a lot of violence and a lot of oppression and fear and conflict. So I just feel like partially through the experience of going through the pandemic too, that I'm now more sure than ever to staying focused on how to help people receive the message of feeling empowered in our own lives and take that we can take action to heal, that healing is possible. Trauma Therapist Network is one of the things that is a vehicle for that. But even in my personal life and how it overlaps with my professional life, I've gone through some deeply painful experiences over the past year. It's impossible to deny how transformative they've been. And I just find myself opening and opening. The more I see what's possible and the more I'm feeling like I'm getting more connected with my whole ancestral lineage, it's a beginning, but it just feels so important and so powerful. And it's an effect of my own healing work in being in therapy for years and years, but also doing lots of energy work and just all kinds of different things. And I have to say, brain spotting has been a major part of it as well.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for sharing. And one of the words that you used, I'm very curious about, maybe you could explain a little bit more what you mean by surrender. You were talking about that earlier, like your life just started, things started to happen and you started to realize that you were going to have to surrender. And so what did that mean to you, Laura?
Yeah. And I think that word sometimes has sort of a negative connotation to it, but in this case, it was a relief because, like all of us, I lived through the pandemic. But even before that happened, there were some health issues that my parents were dealing with that were deeply impacting me and bringing up my developmental trauma. And then last year, I was feeling a very heavy weight of my parents' health problems and how intractable they seemed and just like painfully dragging on, but nothing was improving. And it was really difficult. I own a therapy group practice here in the Annapolis, Maryland area. And I also have a podcast, and then I have Trauma Therapist Network. Plus I'm a mother and a wife and a plant mom and a dog mom and a cat mom. So that's a lot to juggle. And when my emotional capacity was really impacted by the way my trauma was really at the forefront of my life because of what was happening in my family and everything I'd been carrying for so long, I was trying to keep it all going. And I eventually, last January, I had to move my practice out of the location that we had been in, that we had moved into in 2019, just shortly before the start of pandemic. And that was like the first step of the surrender where I was like, I've tried to keep this financially abundant enough to afford this space. I've tried to do more with less. I've tried to make it all happen. I was carrying this incredibly heavy responsibility and burden, partly that I was putting on myself, but I didn't feel that it was voluntary. I felt that I had no choice. And the surrender part was when I just realized it's not going to work. I can't do it. I have to let this go. Not my whole practice, but just the space. But even to observe the way that I was fighting against what was happening and trying and trying and feeling like you're quitting or you're a failure if you can't make this work. And if it doesn't work out, it's all your fault. Not considering any of the other aspects of what caused the situation or how it got to be how it was. I was just very stuck in, I have to fix this and it's all on me. I'm the only one. No one can help me. I'm alone with this. And you can see I'm getting a little emotional about this because that mirrors so much developmental trauma. That's the way a child feels when their family's in chaos and things are happening that they don't understand, they can't control, and they're sad and no one really sees how they feel. So that was kind of who was trying to save my practice was my child self. I got this like vision recently of meeting my inner child, and she was holding her arms out so wide, like just and saying, I have to carry all of this, and it's only I can do it. It's all mine, and I have to do all this. And I felt like it was a beautiful liberation to meet her and say, you don't have to carry everything. Those burdens really weren't yours. You were too little. And so going back to what happened last January, the surrender was this relief of stop fighting this. You can't stay in that space. So that's over. Like you just have to let that go. I'm using a lot of metaphors, but it was really like I'm getting an image of like holding back a dam, a flood of water, and like, oh, I have to stop this. And it's like, just go with the flow, let it go. You're, and then that opens up different possibilities. And what ended up happening is that I really had to kind of let go of my ego and my sense that I'm only able to rely on myself and ask someone for help. So I reached out to a friend, a colleague who has an office suite that she sublets space in. And it was like, it was killing me to have to even say, I had to move out of my space. Do you have any space open? And she was so compassionate. I want to say shout out to Amber LaSalle. She was so compassionate and so gentle and was like, it's totally understandable. It's okay. And yes, I have space. And without the surrender, I couldn't have done that. But that was the first little seed for me to say, maybe I don't have to look at this the same way, that everything I do, I'm so alone with it. And it's all on me. And if I get it wrong, I'm a huge failure. And all of that pressure and weight, it's not helpful at all. But it also was like a flooding of love and connection and collegiality and collaboration and communalism and connection. And it just gave me a lot more hope that I could build my practice back up to what it was before, which is what has ended up happening. We're still in that one shared sublet space, and we do virtual and in person, but we are helping each other. We are all helping the community, and it just feels more real. Before this experience, I was struggling so much to hang on to that idea that if I just try a little bit harder, I could do it all. And it was really taking a toll on me.
I'm so glad that you surrendered, not that you went through that, but that you were able to get to a point of letting go so that you could see the possibility for yourself and see the possibility of doing it differently, because it sounds like it really opened up a lot for you.
It did. It's like I had this tunnel vision. I got to do this. I got to do this. I got to do this. And then, like I said, the surrender, you could call it collapse. You could call it acceptance, whatever resonates. But suddenly there was a new set of possibilities that had just not been in my field at all, because I was so narrowly focused on just struggling to survive emotionally and physically, you know, and financially. And that was all I could see.
Well, and isn't that what often happens when we are in a trauma response, right? We constrict, which is what you were kind of saying. You were in that survival response. But what a beautiful story to be able to share with folks, because I just want you to know you're not alone. I've been there too, where things are overwhelming and over, I'm in over my head and so forth. And so I think by sharing these stories, this is what helps. You were talking about connection, right? We have a world of disconnection right now, and we need connection desperately. We need connection and love and care, compassion and understanding, just like you were saying.
That is so true. And now that I'm not using all of that energy to fight against what is, I have energy that I can actually use. Plus, it's such an example from polyvagal theory, like that idea of glimmers, where the little glimmers, if you can notice them, like Amber responding so supportively, and then having the space, and then just these little things that gave me just a tiny bit more hope, and they began to kind of stitch together until something was created that is new, and the energy of it is different. And I'm thinking about like fear, trauma reaction, survival, loss of financial security is like loss of safety to our system, which is definitely how it felt. I said this on my podcast at the end of the year. I was talking about what a hard year it was. And I said this not to be negative, but to encourage people that if you're feeling this way, to know it can get better. Every day I was saying, I don't know how much longer I'll be able to survive. I didn't want to die. I was actually afraid that the stress I was under was going to kill me. I felt like that. Every day would be like, I can't see how this is going to get better. I don't know what to do to change things. I feel like I'm doing every possible thing I can, and I keep trying to keep just whatever energy I have to keep moving forward and keep believing that my efforts will pay off, but I wasn't seeing them paying off. So it was a true leap of faith. And that's part of the surrender too. It's like, well, I don't know what's going to happen or how it's going to turn out. But I have to say, as we're in January 2024, this is the day that I signed the lease with Amber. So is the actual 1 year anniversary of that day. I guess that's why that came up. But looking back now, I never would have dreamed not only that my practice would be doing so much better, but that I personally would feel so much different from how I felt 1 year ago when I felt like the biggest failure and I was so flooded with shame about not being able to fix my own problem and blaming myself. It was really harmful.
Unfortunately, that happens to so many folks. And you were talking about polyvagal theory, and I'm just thinking about social engagement and co-regulation and helping folks realize that those are the ingredients out of the trauma. Trauma takes away our trust. It takes away our sense of control. And it is through connection that we can get some of these things restored and confidence in ourselves.
Thank you, Sheree. And I mean, our listeners don't know this, but I did my brain spotting consultation with you, and we would have these conversations about these more mysterious experiences that can happen in brain spotting. And that's sort of like part of the path I'm on now, is through my work with brain spotting. And also I'm right now doing the Safe and Sound protocol from polyvagal theory in a sound healing format in a group. That's where I met the vision of my inner child with their arms out.
Beautiful.
And I'm starting to have these visions. It's weird to say it. I know it's real. I'm so much more open because my social engagement system is coming back online, that I'm feeling the support of my ancestors in a way that I never have. I've had a feeling of a circle of support. Now I'm beginning to be visited by others who are letting me know their ancestors, and I don't know who they are, but they're letting me know that they're here for a benevolent purpose, and they're letting me know some deeper connection to my own wisdom. I'm very intuitive. I've been very intuitive always, but this is more, it's deeper rooted and feels more connected with nature and everything than I've ever felt. And part of that, I believe, also relates to something that happened during 2023, which was that we had a death in the family of one of my partner's parents. And So while not an attachment figure for me, we've been together for almost 30 years. So they're a very big part of my life. And the grief that I went through and the trauma reaction that came up when this happened feels like it's how they say, like the veil has thinned because someone has passed over. I feel like that is contributing to me feeling more access to non-ordinary things.
Beautiful. I mean, I'm going to be doing a training in February on spirituality, brain spotting, and intuition, because you're not the first person that I have talked to who has shared this. And I'm just so glad that you are trusting this experience for yourself, because this brings comfort. And that's what's most important. Is we talk about, like, even just believing in a higher power, whatever that is for you. And these are comforting experiences, and they're mysterious. We don't really know. And I don't think we have to know. We have that saying in brain spotting, you don't have to know what it is to know that it is. Right? What a beautiful story. Is there more you wanted to share on that?
Well, just to say that it does bring comfort, but it's also brought clarity and really deeply rooted commitment. It's almost like getting the message of, like, stop screwing around, focus on your purpose and do it. And I've been deeply certain that helping trauma survivors to heal is my reason for stumbling into trauma work when I did. And it's not just for myself, it's for a bigger purpose. But it's even getting more clear that it's like, I don't want to sound egocentric or like I think I'm some guru, but just to say that this type of healing is so important, and this message that I feel is starting to come to me is important to be shared. People can take what they find useful from it or not, but don't hide my gifts. Even though I'm on my podcast, everybody who listens to that knows that I'm like, blah, 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 talk. Sure, I've got so much to say. I want to be heard. But at the same time, yes, it's like I've been afraid to really step into my own real sense of empowerment. And I guess that's because I just wasn't really very connected to feeling empowered, because it's like in my mind, I was like, hey, that's wrong, or injustice should be addressed and fight for your rights. And I'm very, very much an advocate for other people, but my own empowerment was missing from me. And now I feel, as I'm getting more connected to those parts of myself, I just feel deeply grateful for, in spite of how painful things have been, the transformation that I'm going through, and so curious and excited to see how it's going to continue to unfold.
I'm curious and excited for you too. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on this podcast, because I find it very interesting that there's a lot of us that have this mission. This is why it's called Elevated Life Academy. I want trauma survivors to know that through your own personal work, that you can live an elevated life, that I want to help folks feel joy again, know that they can thrive. So I'm right alongside you on that mission, Laura.
I know. That's why I was so thrilled when you invited me. And it's like, yes, I'm a trauma specialist. I get it. And I really believe in the potential of healing. But when I would hear post-traumatic growth, it didn't exactly resonate with me deeply. But when I think of what healing looks like, if you have experienced trauma, most of us would think that what healing would look like would be that we wouldn't feel the pain of our trauma anymore. Or some people might say, well, it's impossible to heal because you can't make it have never happened. No, you can't. So it happened and you survived, but then you might live your whole life in survival mode and never really get to some people would call it thriving, but I just say potentially healing could be the outcome. But what people may not know is that the other side of it, when you heal, it is an elevation. It's not going back to when you didn't have the trauma. It's having those things happen and you're integrating all of it. I'm not glad that I have been through all the trauma that I've been through. Believe me, I'm not glad about it, but I can't wish it wasn't there either, because without it, I wouldn't have the perspective on life that I have that has benefited me beyond survival mode through my whole life. Just being able to be like, yeah, Bad things can happen at any time. You never know. But that doesn't mean you have to be terrified and just hide in your house. It means that any day could be our last day. So how do you want to live your life?
Intentional living.
Yes.
And the other thing, listening to what you're saying, that I want listeners to know is that you can heal from PTSD. So many docs tell people you're going to have it the rest of your life. And for some folks, that is true. But through somatic therapies or bottom-up therapies, you can significantly reduce the symptomology or completely heal the symptomology. I had PTSD when I was younger, and I don't anymore. And I want people out there to know that that's possible, to encourage, to let them know that they don't have to be alone. Because it's the thinking, right? It's the thinking. Nobody gets me. I'm the only one that understands. And it's
something's
like,
wrong with me. I'm not like other people.
Right, right. And to know that there are a lot of people living with trauma and living an elevated life, learning to heal. And what you're describing is you kept persisting in your own healing and you found something that helped you open.
Yep. And I do identify as having CPTSD as well. And although I don't know if I would meet the criteria now on a measure anymore, but I also thought that PTSD was a permanent condition. Once you had it, that's it. And some people who are listening may not know that that's not true anymore. So I've been in therapy for off and on, mostly on for 20 years, and it's the mindfulness-based, somatically oriented, attachment-focused, and subcortical work that has healed, not just put it back like it was before, but made me better, not better than I would have been if this hadn't happened.
Yeah, you brought it all together. You've integrated all of it and you have new perspectives, new ways of thinking, new ways of looking in the world. And
more
again,
creativity, more curiosity, more compassion, more connection, more love, more trust, more openness, more belief in my potential and our world's potential.
I would call that wisdom. Yeah. Earned wisdom because of what you've gone through.
Yeah. I really want to emphasize, I'm not spiritual bypassing here and just being like, oh yeah, I'm so much better because this happened to me. It was horrible. I hated it all. But the growth and the beautiful learnings about myself and the world and other people that have happened, and the beautiful, deeply connected relationships that I have, I wouldn't change anything.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Oftentimes the trauma occurs in relationship, and then we constrict and we don't let others in. And yet at the same time, that's when the deep healing can happen as well, is through social engagement and co-regulation and new, healthier, safer relationships. What a paradox.
I know. Then that's why it's so important that we're talking about this, because it's really hard for people to see that when they're in it.
Absolutely. So if you had some additional advice for somebody who maybe is listening to this podcast and is in it, like you said, what would you say?
Well, I like to use the metaphor, again, metaphors are big for me, of a tunnel. When you're in a trauma reaction, in my experience, and I've heard this from so many clients, you feel like you've fallen into a pit, like a black hole that's endless and you'll never be able to come out of it. But what you're really in is you're in a tunnel. And so it's dark and you can't see that there's an opening at the end. But if you just keep going, keep hope and keep trying to find your way out, keep believing that your system is oriented towards healing, even if it doesn't seem like it, that eventually you'll come around the bend and you'll begin to see that there's a little bit of light, and keep going. And then eventually you'll end up at the opening of the tunnel. You'll be able to look out and be like, wow, I didn't even know all of this was here. So That's my message for anyone who's feeling like it's never going to get better and they're alone. You're not. You're not alone and you're never alone.
Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing your beautiful wisdom and sharing so authentically with our listeners. And I hope that this is why we're doing this. You're doing it as well. I'm doing it is to get it out there to hopefully there's somebody that's listening that needs to hear this and can maybe see possibility that something can be different for themselves. So thank you for all you're sharing, Laura.
Well, thank you so much, Sheree, for having me. It was so great.
Thank you for joining us on another uplifting journey on Sheree Lindberg's Elevated Life Academy, Stories of Hope and Healing. If you found resonance or connection with what you've heard today, we encourage you to share this episode and consider becoming a subscriber. Please spread the word so others can live an elevated life.